Before Bethel opened a liquor store in early 2016, the rumor was, if you wanted booze, call a cab. State troopers had heard the rumors too, for years. When the troopers started investigating, they found records of many large alcohol orders to Bethel made by cab drivers. So in December 2015, three troopers went undercover, riding in cabs asking to buy booze. And the rumors they discovered were true, according to charging documents filed Friday. Over 2 years, officers bought 47 bottles of alcohol using on-duty cab drivers. None of the drivers were licensed to sell alcohol, and for many of those months, alcohol sales in Bethel were illegal. Then in June 2016, Bethel and the cab community learned something was up. Trooper SUVs swarmed Bethel's Trailer Court neighborhood, where many Koyana and Taxi Alaska drivers live. Officers issued search warrants, handcuffed suspects, and confiscated tens of thousands of dollars in cash, as well as alcohol order forms and large quantities of liquor. Charging documents don't list any of these items in the trailer of Min Cha, co-owner of Koyana Cab. The company is under charges, and Cha herself is facing 5 counts of selling alcohol without a license. She denies the allegations.
No way, I'm not that kind of person. No.
According to the documents, in one instance when an undercover officer asked Cha if she could get him a bottle of R&R whiskey, Cha said no. Then she said, quote, "Selling alcohol is dangerous business." Cha then asked the officer if she had helped him to score before. The officer said yes. Cha replied, quote, "She could not remember because she has helped so many people to score before." In a later charge, the documents say after helping another undercover officer make a purchase, Cha repeatedly asked if he or she was undercover. Cha lives with her fiancé and fellow Koyana cab driver and road manager Wu Yoon. He doesn't appear in the charging documents. Both Cha and Yoon say they've never ordered alcohol shipped to Bethel.
Never order. How can we sell it to the people?
Yoon says he's fired 2 drivers in the past for bootlegging, but that was before the raid.
If I know, I fire.
He says neither of the drivers he fired are on the list of those charged. And of the 7 Koyana drivers on that list, he says 3 now work for Taxi Alaska. Cha says she knows her drivers. She trusts them. They don't sell alcohol. Naeem Shabani, the co-owner of another cab company with the driver charged, Cusco Cab, says an owner can't completely know what their drivers are doing.
Cab companies don't have employees. All of the drivers are independent contractors.
Drivers have their own vehicles. The companies own cab permits, which drivers rent.
So it would be very difficult for management to know precisely what that driver is up to unless if enough complaints and attention is brought to that specific driver.
Shabani didn't know about the alleged activities of the single Cusco cab driver charged in this case until the trooper approached him during the raid last June. He immediately fired the driver. He says it sent a clear message to the other drivers in the company.
Once you terminate someone immediately upon finding out what they've done, I believe that's the most extreme method of disciplinary action that I, as a small business owner, can make.
Shabani, Cha, and Yoon said the raid made a difference. Before, customers would call all the time asking for alcohol. Afterwards, the calls quieted. Here's Cha and Yoon.
Everything's dying. Bootlegging's dying. We don't need any foreign.
Cha said, "Everything's died. Bootlegging has died. We don't need to report." She's referring to before the raid, when Cha and Yoon said they would frequently report bootlegging by cab drivers of other companies, but not their own. In the 5 counts against Cha, the charging documents never say she produced alcohol from her cab. The undercover officer would ask for booze, she'd make a phone call, and then meet up with another driver or go to a residence. The cash always went to the other person. Cha and Yoon say their job is to drive.
This is my fault? No way. They want to go, that's why I go.
Customer want to go that house, even though that house is a illegal house.
If we go!
All charges against the drivers are Class A misdemeanors. If convicted, the maximum penalty is 1 year in jail and a $25,000 fine. The maximum penalty for a business like Koyana Cab, convicted of selling alcohol without a license, is a $500,000 fine. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.